preparing children for K through 12. Engineering researchers ready, and Bogner received a research grant from the National Science Foundation to test materials that would contain dangerous leaks of methane in landfills. The results of these findings could be helpful in terms of increasing the safety of landfills as we explore new and safer approaches to waste disposal. Associate professors of pharmacology and our College of Nursing have received a grant from the National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute to research the neural mechanisms of brain and sickle cell disease and to develop an effective drug treatment. Now, as you know, the significance of this study is that often sickle cell victims, the pain is just excruciating, and finding ways of managing the pain associated with that illness, that disease, is of extreme importance. Development. I am delighted. Remember, and I think it was in January thereof, I talked a little bit about the campaign, and I think Sid Mezick spoke about the UIC Brilliant Futures campaign, and we were at about $640 million, and I wasn't certain we would make the target. Well, the good news is we exceeded the target. We came in at $676 million. We exceeded the target by $26 million, and the total number of donors and the number of first-time donors are all displayed on the screen. So we are really pleased, and yet we have a long way to go. On June the 12th, I am holding a campus-wide celebration honoring our development team, and I hope that many of you will come out in support of that event. They've done a fantastic job. Who would have thought? $676 million, and when I saw you last, we were talking about $625 million. Things do have a way of happening, so we're delighted. I want to also comment about, here's some more good news from another exemplary campus unit. The UIC Police Department is the first university police force in Illinois to receive full accreditation from the Commission for the Accreditation of Law Enforcement Agencies. This is a national credentialing authority, and we're delighted. And, you know, Chief Richardson, who oversees the UIC Police Force, is just exceptional. Master planning. Thanks to Mark Donovan and his team and our deans and the provost office, we are fast-forwarding our efforts to create a greener and more beautiful campus at UIC. There are several projects underway, such as the first phase is taking place at the intersection of Taylor and Morgan. We are replacing deteriorating asphalt, planting trees, you name it. It's going to, the campus has come a long way. Speaking of planting trees, UIC was recently designated a USA tree campus by the Arbor Day Foundation. We planted 40 trees on April 12th, so if you ever want to, maybe next April 12th, if you'd like to join us, we plant trees on April 12th. Nonetheless, we were also recognized by the Association for the Advancement of Sustainability in Higher Education for our efforts during Earth Month. And finally, Governor Quinn and the Green Governments Coordinating Council recognized the campus as a goal-level compact school, which is extremely important. A little bit about our students. I'm going to go to the next one. I want to thank Trustee Ken Thomas and Vice Chancellor Henley. We organized a conversation with students. We had 120 students join us for ice cream and conversation at Student Center East. It was a delightful afternoon, and the students spoke quite candidly about their priorities, financial aid, internships, advising, and then finally someone asked, can I do a base jump from University High at the end of the semester? And of course, as Chancellor, I said no. But nonetheless, it was a lively conversation. I want to thank Trustee Kenneth Thomas for helping to organize that event. The students had a good time. More good news about our students. As we look back at the last few months, our students have continued to contribute to our growing reputation and excellence. The UIC's mock trial team, now remember, we do not have a school of law here. The UIC's mock trial team advanced to the American Mock Trial Association.